Okay, we're beginning the second letter of Paul, the Apostle, to the Thessalonians, and let's get right into it. Chapter 1, verse 1, 2 Thessalonians. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because of your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God, for your patience and faith, and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. There are some, notice the addressees, or the letter is addressed from Paul and Silvanus, which is the same as Silas, and Timotheus, same as the first epistle. These are often thought to be within a reasonably near time frame of each other, the first and second epistles. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. You remember in the last epistle, and these two should be taken together. I consider it one study, so I'm not going to, necessarily delve into the greetings as much as I did in the first epistle. Paul is saying some of the same things he began saying in the previous epistle, that their faith was growing, and the love and between them, and how it was so exemplary, and that the other churches had heard, and that they actually, Paul and Silvanus, would glory in the church of Thessalonica towards other churches. All it means is it's kind of like they were very happy to tell people about all the good things going on in Thessalonica, in spite of the persecutions and tribulations that were going on. And you remember in the last epistle, Paul had said that as Christians we are appointed to affliction and persecution and tribulation. They're all in the same thing. Trouble is part of the Christian walk. It ought to be. Otherwise, how will we become like Jesus Christ? That is why it says we to be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which we suffer. This is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, meaning God's judgment is being shown on people who are Christians, and he's testifying of them in the persecutions they have to endure. A lot of people, and maybe I've been included, I haven't thought deeply on this, but a lot of people in the midst of tribulation, instead of thinking, oh, this is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, or that this is what God has appointed me to, they say, why is God doing this to me? Because we've come to see God as someone who delivers us out of all our troubles. And he does deliver us from our troubles, but he also delivers us into trouble. And that's hard for a lot of people to swallow. But God is not, he isn't a cosmic babysitter or some giant genie out there who is merely waiting for you to believe in him so that he can do favors for you and be your nanny. That's not what God is. God is this great and powerful being who has determined that he will bring about sons in the earth, and that he would bring them to become his sons through sinful flesh, and that they would be given, that those whom he would choose, and he knew beforehand that he would choose them, hearkening back to things in Thessalonians and things in Romans that we've already studied, B- based on that, he would give them grace. He would have this gracious gift towards them. They would give them, make it possible for them to accomplish all sorts of things. From believing in the gospel, being able to receive the truths of God's word, to rejoice in persecution, etc., etc. We suffer for the kingdom of God. And enduring these persecutions and tribulations is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God. Not against us, but for us. Just as, you know, it would, you know, everything Christ did in suffering on the cross is redounded to the glory of God. Verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Some punctuation there that I don't know if I captured the full feeling of in my reading. Let's go back. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. God will trouble those that trouble his elect, his children. At the same, see, some people have trouble understanding this sort of duality with God, where on one hand, he asks Christ, you know, when you are delivered up, don't open your mouth. Christ instructs us, turn the other cheek, bless them that curse you, do good to them that persecute you. But God isn't going to do those things. It is a bit of do as I say, not as I do. And sometimes in the earth, we think that it's wrong to tell children, well, do as I say, not as I do. Well, it can be. But it's not always so. Some things children can't do or shouldn't do. There are some things that should be left to the parent. And God, for whatever reason, honestly,